Tri-County, Heartbeat, WCDO, FM 101, AM 1490.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. One last game here tonight for us on WCDO. It's the New York State Girls Class D quarterfinal. South Courtright, the champions of Section 4, taking on Section 11 champion Smithtown Christian. The Lady Knights coming up from Long Island for this contest here today. The winner will advance on to the state Final Four next weekend. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. But want to welcome everybody into our Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles, a great selection at Butler Auto Sales. Two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. South Courtright comes in undefeated. The Delaware League champions, the Section 4 Class D champions, their signature pressure defense, they're deep, they can run and gun. That's what they bring to the table, and they'll go up against kind of an unknown school here in Smithtown Christian. They defeated Livingston Manor from Section 9, 44-34. That was in their state playoff play-in game, I should say. And so they advanced here today. The winner of today's contest will take on Edwards Knox, the Section 10 champion, who took down Copenhagen from Section 3. And so Edwards Knox is a team that was in the Final Four last year, was a very good team, lost in the semifinals. A lot of people are saying Edward Knox could be the odds-on favorite to maybe be a champion this year in New York State Class D. So whoever wins this game will have their hands full in the semifinals. The other teams that have made it to the New York State Class D girls semifinals, Franklinville, you might remember that name. They played Delhi in the championship last year when the Lady Bulldogs won it all. And Section 2 champion Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons. So those two teams will play. And then Edwards Knox will play the winner of this game. The winner of this game, again, will play EK next Friday, March 15th at 10 a.m. Yes, that's right, Friday at 10 a.m. up at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. So you might have to get up early and jump in the car or maybe go up the night before and stay over if you want to catch that game next weekend if you're a fan of either the Lady Knights or the Lady Rams. So set to be a good one here today. South Courtright fans always travel very well. They're down here today to support the Lady Rams and a team that is just built to run and gun. They love the full court press, and they have some size inside with Aislinn Brunson as well as Jordan Finch, but it all revolves around some of their guards like Anna Reinshagen, Carly Party, Emily Burns, Lauren Schmid. All of these guards are very, very good. Love to get in your face, and I'm interested to see how Smithtown Christian handles that type of pressure here today. So again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show, and we have many special sponsors to thank here for our South Courtright sponsors today, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Vastas Bistro and Pizzeria in Stamford, R&D Excavating of Hobart, Certified Auto in Oneonta, Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart, Lang Construction of South Courtright, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, the SK School Community Organization, and of course O'Connor Hospital of Delhi as well. All special sponsors along with the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney as well as NBT Bank. Always proud to support local high school sports. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get you set for South Courtright and Smithtown Christian here on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream, and also a special sponsor, Sydney Federal Credit Union. We appreciate everything that SFCU has done here for our local sports coverage this year, so thank you to them. And, of course, thank you to all our special SK sponsors as well. Our scores from earlier today, the Cooperstown boys defeat Unadilla Valley 61-46. So Cooperstown is into the state Final Four in boys Class C. Earlier today, the Cooperstown girls fell to Watkins Glen 60-49. So those are the two games we did earlier today. So the Cooperstown girls season is over, but the Cooperstown boys will move on. UV falls today. You feel for the Storm. They had a great season, but it all has to end somewhere. So we're going to take another break. We'll come back with the starting lineups for South Korea and Smithtown Christian, New York State Girls Class D quarterfinals here on WCDO. We'll be back.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Let's do our starting lineups. First for Section 4 champion South Courtright and longtime head coach Josh Burrows. They start with senior number 3, Anna Reinshagen. Junior number 10, Emily Burns. Senior number 14, the girl in the middle, Jordan Finch. Junior number 23, Aislinn Brunson. And junior number 24, Sonia Reeves. On the other side for Coach John Vath and Section 11 champion Smithtown Christian, senior number 10, Alexa Weindorf. Eighth grader number 11, Abigail Loacono. They have senior number 13, Heidi Schneider. Senior number 14, Jane McCabe. And senior number 25, Dorothy Pierre. And so we'll get set. SK is in the home white uniforms with the royal blue trims. Says Rams in blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Smithtown Christian pretty much in the opposite colors as they have the royal blue uniforms with the white trim. And it says Smithtown Christian in white lettering across the front of the chest. We'll jump it up. SK wins the opening tip. They go left to right. Here's AZ. Aislinn Brunson with the basketball at the top of the key. We're underway in the New York State Girls Class D quarterfinals. SK with the basketball. Here's Sonia Reeves, who has had a heck of a season here for the Rams. They go to Jordan Finch. Takes it to the basket. It's up and good for Jordan Finch. And an early 2-0 lead. Here comes the full court pressure that the Rams are known for. Led by Reinshagen and Burns up front. Smithtown Christian will bring it up the floor with Loacono. She gets it to midcourt for Weindorf. Weindorf tries to go far side. Knocked out of there by Reinshagen. And out of bounds. We'll hear from SK head coach Josh Burrows at our halftime break. And he just raves about the defense of Anna Reinshagen. We'll see it here in the early going. A 2-0 lead for the Rams over the Knights of Smithtown Christian. SC with the basketball. They'll go to the right side now looking for Weindorf. Weindorf will dump it down low looking for Pierre. Her shot is off the mark. A rebound into the land of the trees there for Reeves. And here comes SK back up the floor with Reinshagen. She gets across midcourt. Will now find Brunson. Goes to the interior for Finch. Turnaround baby hook won't go. Rebound there from Jane McCabe of the Knights. Now back to Loacono, who will bring it up the floor. Long pass ahead was looking for Weindorf over her outstretched hands and into the SK bench. It'll go back here to South Courtright with 6:55 to go in the first quarter and an early 2-0 lead for SK over Smithtown Christian in the girls New York State Class D quarterfinals. Winner will play Edwards Knox from Section 10. Here's Brunson, cuts into the lane. Her shot won't go down. Rebound, Reinshagen. She tosses it up. Also is off the mark, out of bounds, but will stay with SK. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU, of course. Glad to have you along. Reinshagen onto the interior pass for Brunson, intercepted here by Weindorf. And here come the Knights. Weindorf wants to take it down the floor. Left-handed layup won't go. Ball is loose on the floor, picked up by the Rams, and an outlet pass to Reinshagen, and she's off to the races. Reinshagen now slows it down, pulls it back out for SK. Into the corner now for Brunson, puts it up, and she's fouled. With 6:20 to go in the first quarter, Aislinn Brunson will head to the line here for the Rams. And so Brunson will settle in here for SK. Brunson's first shot from the line rattles in and out. So it's still a 2-0 lead here in the early going for SK over Smithtown Christian. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along as Brunson will settle in for her second shot at the line. This one is good for AZ. And it's a 3-0 lead for the Rams over Smithtown Christian from Section 11. A Long Island school has made the trip up here on a Sunday for this state quarterfinal game. Here is Schneider in the backcourt. She gets across the arena logo at midcourt. Now intercepted by Reinshagen. They get tied up. Possession arrow will keep it with the Knights. You know, SK, both on the girls and the boys' side, have had tremendous success over the years. So you know that SK is ready to go in a game like this. As Smithtown Christian, that is not ready to go as they get the ball to midcourt. Backcourt violation, just they weren't aware where they were on the floor there. SK will get it back with an early 3-0 lead. We're 2 minutes in. Here's Jordan Finch. Goes to Burns. Good ball movement here from the Rams. Finch into the paint, off the glass, partially blocked there by Jane McCabe, but she got Finch on the arm, and Jordan Finch will head to the line. So Finch will settle in, looking for her third point of the game, and it's up and in. Finch got the early basket to start things off, and SK has a 4-0 lead over Smithtown Christian. Second shot coming here for Finch. She settles in, second shot, up and good, nothing but net. And Jordan Finch, the senior, gives the Rams a 5-0 lead, 5:57 to go in the first quarter. Smithtown Christian wants a timeout. We'll be back after a 30-second break on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back underway out of the timeout. South Corrett with a 5-0 lead over Smithtown Christian. Knights will get it in. No, it's taken away by the Rams. And an easy layup for Sonia Reeves. Gives SK a 7-0 lead with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Now the Knights try to get the ball in. They will turn it over once again, and the Rams are off to a hot start here. 5:48 to go in the first quarter. Trying to get the ball in. And so this will be Ryan Shagan on the baseline. Goes into Jordan Finch, puts it up. It's off the mark. Brunson with a second chance. It won't go. Rebound for Pierre of Smithtown Christian, and here they come. So that turnover doesn't hurt the Knights on that possession. Now she'll step out of bounds as Pierre came across midcourt, stepped on the line in front of the media table here, so the Rams will get it back. So again, it's been a full day. This is our third game in a row here from the arena in Binghamton, Floyd L. Maine's Veterans Memorial Arena. And South Courtright looking to be a Section 4 team that will get to the Final Four. They have an early 7-0 lead here over Smithtown Christian. They take it inside, a good give and go. They find Azalyn Brunson, and she finishes it off. She's got 3 points. SK leads 9-0 with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. To the right side, finally they break the press this time. Smithtown Christian, Loa Kono will bring it down to the right wing this time, and she's fouled, I believe, by Burns with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. So again, Smithtown Christian advancing to this contest here today after winning Section 11 and then defeating Section 9 champion Livingston Manor 44-34 in the state play-in game. Pierre will try a pull-up jumper, and it's off the mark here for the Knights. Ball bouncing around on the rebound, and SK will come away with it. Here is Sonia Reeves. Reeves wants to take it all the way to the rim. She is fouled by Loa Kono underneath as Reeves tries to take it to the basket. So 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nate Law with you here on WCDO, and Sonia Reeves will step in. Reeves has played a big role, as some of the other girls off the bench have as well, after Bella Du Bois went down with an ACL injury early in the year. Of course, she was the star of the soccer team earlier this year. As the first shot is up and good for Reeves. Bella, a very talented athlete, younger sister of Lexi Du Bois, who now plays at Hartwick College. And in one of the first games of the year, tore ACL. So Reeves has stepped in nicely. Goes 1 out of 2 at the line here, but SK has a 10-0 lead over Smithtown Christian, who looks a little scared, to be honest, here in the early going under the bright lights at Floyd L. Maine's Arena, and they'll turn it over on a traveling violation. With 4:55 to go first quarter, 10-0 lead here for South Courtright over Smithtown Christian. Ryan Shagan, top of the key, goes back to Sonia Reeves. They go to the interior for Azalyn Brunson, who lays it up and in. Brunson has now got 5 points, and it's a 12-0 lead for SK. Smithtown Christian is just trying to get their feet underneath them at this point. They'll bring it back down the floor. A pull-up jumper here for the Knights is off the mark and no good. That shot was from Weindorf. Rebound for Brunson. Ahead now for Ryan Shagan. Off the glass, won't go. Rebound here for Dorothy Pierre of the Knights. She's trying to buy herself some real estate. Throws it out of bounds. Loa Kono couldn't get there in time. And so 4:20 to go first quarter. SK off to a fast start here with the 12-0 lead in the state quarterfinals. Ryan Shagan, top of the key. Try to pump it to the interior here for Brunson. Brunson back out for Ryan Shagan. Goes to Carly Party in the corner, back inside for Finch, who lays it up and in. Finch has got 6 points, and it's a 14-0 lead for South Courtright. With 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Over Smithtown Christian from Long Island, and now a foul coming back up the floor will be on Pardee. of South Courtright. That's her first and the team's second. Team foul situation. Smithtown Christian with three, SK with two, and the Rams leading 14-0 here. In the backcourt, here is Loacono. She gets across midcourt left side. Loacono gets into the paint. Will pass one off down low for Schneider. Schneider back out to Loacono, trying to get off a shot on the baseline left side. Works her way to the interior and is fouled. So Loacono will head to the line. 3:40 to go in this first quarter. Just a special thank you to all our sponsors, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Circle of Life Ambulette, also of Hobart. As there's the first basket of the game from Loacono for Smithtown Christian, making it 14-1. Of course, Sports Field Specialties and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, as well as Vasta's Bistro and Pizzeria in Stamford. Second shot is no good, so it remains 14-1. South Courtright is on top of Smithtown Christian. They go to Jordan Finch at the high post. Back out to Pardee, far side for a three. Got it. Carly Pardee, who Coach Burroughs said in an interview earlier this year, is starting to shoot like one of our alums, Tori Rockefeller. And that's saying a lot if you're an SK fan. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. It's SK 17 and Smithtown Christian 1. A foul at midcourt. I believe that foul is going to be on Reeves. Yes, that's her second foul, so Lauren Schmidt will come into the ball game with 3:20 to go first quarter, and SK with a 17-1 lead. Left side of the floor now, Smithtown Christian will go to the high post looking for Dorothy Pierre. Pierre goes for Schneider, back out, and a pull-up jumper for three, actually. She was behind the line for Loacono, and she has 4 points. It's 17-4. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Finch to the interior on the right low block. Finch back out for Brunson. And her shot from the left elbow, no good. Finch, a turnaround, rebound, and the shot is good for Finch. She has eight. That's a game high. And the Rams lead 19-4 with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Smithtown Christian back up the floor left side. Across the logo at midcourt. Loacono tries to take it to the rim, blocked by Brunson. And Brunson is looking to run. In front of the Smithtown bench on the far side. We'll look to pump it back out. Now goes to Finch at the high post. Great pass and a good look to Brunson down low. She's got seven, and the Rams lead 21-4. Steal now by Reinshagen on the interior pass. Smithtown Christian took it right back, and then a foul as Weindorf was trying to sprint down the floor. So that's a foul on Brunson, her first team's fifth. So the Rams with five fouls, the Knights with three. And I think Smithtown Christian has just run into a buzzsaw here in the early going from Section 4 and storied program South Courtright. As the Rams lead 21-4, this will be Alexa Weindorf heading to the bench, or heading to the line, excuse me. So Weindorf here for the Knights at the line. Waiting for the first shot from Weindorf. Shot is up and good. Weindorf with her first points of the evening. Other special sponsors tonight include R&D Excavating of Hobart, as well as Certified Auto in Oneonta, and Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart. Second shot rattles in and out there for Weindorf. Brunson with a rebound, and she'll push one ahead for Lauren Schmidt. Schmidt will get across midcourt with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Courtright leading 21-5. Finch finds Brunson, and she's hammered again as she goes up for the left-handed layup. And Hazel and Brunson now with 7 points will step to the line. The combo of Finch and Brunson is a lot for Class D teams to handle. They got a lot of good height and size on the interior. They also move the ball very well and some good post moves. Brunson's first foul shot won't go. Cassidy Wright will check into the game. Finch is going to get a breather here for South Courtright as they lead 21-5 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Brunson's second shot is good. So Brunson now with 8 points, and it's 22-5. Smithtown Christian in the backcourt, looking to get to the right side of the floor. They're right at midcourt. They do get it across in time with Loacono. Loacono goes back to Schneider. Schneider will work it back out, intercepted by Reinshagen. There's that bulldog defense we've heard about. We'll hear more about it from Coach Burroughs at the halftime break. Now to Brunson, into the paint, pull-up jumper, no good. Brunson is fouled, though, as she let that one go. That'll be the fifth foul on the Knights here as a team. And so Brunson will go back to the line. I believe that foul was on Weindorf, her second team's fifth. So Brunson will settle in at the line with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. First shot for Brunson again is up and good. She has 9. SK in complete control right now with a 23-5 lead. And Brunson waiting for her second shot. Brunson back on the line. She goes 2 out of 2. She's got 10 points. SK leads 24-5. In the backcourt, Smithtown Christian. Here's Pierre at midcourt. Pierre rumbling all the way down the floor. Looks up to put the shot up. Can't get it. Second chance opportunity. Jump ball. Yes, jump ball is going to give the ball back to South Courtright with 1.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. SK 24 and Smithtown Christian 5. And the Rams will bring it back over the half-court timeline. They'll go to the high post for Cassidy Wright. Wright goes back to Ryan Shagan. Ryan Shagan directing traffic here for the Rams. Looks to get to the interior. Dishes one off for Brunson. Ball is stolen away here by the Knights. And in the backcourt, here comes Loa Kono. She gets across midcourt, trying to settle in here for Smithtown Christian. Gets it to Pierre. Pierre at the top of the key will try to pass one back for Loa Kono. Stutter steps, gets down in low, tries a little fluttering floater here, and it won't go. Rebound for South Courtright. Back to Ryan Shagan, right side. Now for Brunson on the interior. Shot won't go down. Ball out of bounds on the rebound back to Smithtown Christian with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Smithtown Christian looking to get it in against this full court pressure, and it'll be a 5-second call, giving it back to SK. The Rams leading 24-5 over Smithtown Christian with 44 seconds to go in this first quarter. Rams will look to get it in. They'll pass one back out here for Pardee. Now back to Brunson, and a 3-second violation here on the Rams. With 38 seconds to go in the first quarter, gives it back to Smithtown Christian. And the Rams lead 24-5. Thanks for joining me today here on WCDO. We've had games at 2:15, then 4 o'clock, and now 6. So it's been a triple header here today on WCDO Sports. Now a steal by the Rams. They'll get one ahead to Ryan Shagan. Ryan Shagan stops in transition. We'll get to the top of the key. Ryan Shagan far side for Schmid. Schmid to the interior for Brunson. Brunson looking for a turnaround shot. It won't go. Rebound here for Cassidy Wright. Back out for Schmid. Her jumper is too strong. 7 seconds left, and a foul underneath on South Courtright will give the ball back to Smithtown Christian. Foul will be on Brunson. Her second and the team's 5th, of course. So 6 seconds left, and Smithtown Christian will walk down the floor with Dorothy Pierre to shoot 2. And so Pierre will settle in. With 6 seconds to go in the first quarter, Pierre's first shot rattles in and out. Second shot coming. South Courtright leading 24-5. Pierre's second shot here for the Knights is up and good. So Pierre gets her first points, and it's 24-6. SK will try to get a shot at the buzzer, and it's off the mark. At the end of the first quarter, it's the South Courtright Rams leading Smithtown Christian 24-6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level, The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the second quarter. South Courtright with the basketball. They go to Finch. Back out for Burns. Burns with a three from the right side. It won't go. And a rebound here for Smithtown Christian. They'll look to bring it back up the floor on the left side. They get to the midcourt timeline and now to the right side. Now for Pierre on the interior. Good steal, and Pierre gets it to go. Dorothy Pierre now with 3 points, and it's SK 24, Smithtown Christian 8. Here is Burns, right side of the floor now for South Courtright, setting up on offense. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. They go to Finch on the interior. Good turnaround post move to the left for Finch. She'll travel off the missed shot, and Smithtown Christian will get it back. So Smithtown Christian trying to gain some momentum at the start of the second quarter with SK leading 24-8. Smithtown Christian will look to get the ball in. Denied by Reinshagen and back out of bounds. Again, it's the New York State Girls Class D quarterfinal. Section 4 champ SK against Section 11 champ Smithtown Christian. Now a steal again by SK. Taking it right to the rim is Pardee up and in. Pardee, the sophomore now, with 5 points. And SK leads 26-8 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Finch will pump it down low. Now back out for Reinshagen. She finds Finch on a back door, and Finch is able to finish. And she's got 10 points. Timeout taken by Smithtown Christian. We'll step away. The Rams lead 28-8 with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. South Courtright girls leading 28-8 with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Here's Smithtown Christian in the backcourt looking to bring it up the floor here with Heidi Schneider. Schneider will get across midcourt, gets tied up with Emily Burns of SK, and will have a jump ball. Giving it back to the Rams here with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll hear from SK girls head coach Josh Burrows, get his thoughts on this great, so far undefeated season that South Courtright has had and what it might take to do well in the state tournament. We'll hear from coach during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Here is Reinshagen at the top of the key. We'll dish one off for Jordan Finch. Finch lost control of it here, and Smithtown Christian will come away to the right side of the floor. And Weindorf will bring it back up. Weindorf, right side, dials up a three. Too much mustard on that one. Rebound is loose, comes back to the Knights, and they'll get a fresh 30 to work with. Backing it out here is Loa Kono. Now she steps into a three, left it short. Rebound here for Dorothy Pierre. Pierre in the paint, wants to put it up. No, but passes to the far side, and yes for Jane McCabe. McCabe is the one girl on the floor who's probably as tall as Jordan Finch. I'd say right around 6'1". Maybe 6 foot tall or so. Those two have had a good battle on the interior, but Finch has got more points so far with 10 compared to McCabe's 2. SK back down the floor, and there's Sonia Reeves with 5 points. Finishing it off on a pass from Jordan Finch. The Rams lead the Knights 30-10 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Another steal here by SK. Reeves tried to take it to the rim, and she's fouled. Absorbs that contact as she tries to go up. And that'll be the second foul here on Smithtown Christian in the second quarter. Again, all our special sponsors tonight include Lang Construction of South Courtright, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, O'Connor Hospital of Delhi, and the South Courtright School Community Organization as well. SK on an interior pass for Finch. It won't go down. Left-handed layup. Jump ball on the rebound. We'll give it back to the Lady Knights. They might be down by 20, but Smithtown Christian certainly isn't quitting in this game here so far with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Knights will get it into the backcourt, and they'll look to bring it up with Weindorf. Weindorf will find Loa Kono, and she gets across the midcourt timeline. SK still playing very tight defense, making everything difficult for Smithtown Christian. Running jumper here for the Knights is off the back of the rim and no good. Shot was put up there by Weindorf. And the rebound was a jump ball, and possession arrow this time will go back to the Rams. With 5:05 to go in the second quarter, South Courtright leading 30-10. Here is Burns in the backcourt. She'll get across the half-court timeline. Now goes to Finch. Finch finds Brunson on the interior, but just knocked away by the long arms of Jane McCabe and out of bounds on the baseline. With exactly 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's been a great day of basketball here at the arena in Binghamton. Of course, we all started it last night with the Norwich girls up in Syracuse falling in their contest in the Class B girls quarterfinals against South Jefferson. Cooperstown girls fell earlier today to Watkins Glen, but the Cooperstown boys beat Unadilla Valley to move on to the state Final Four. So still one local team going, maybe two, if SK can win here this evening against Smithtown Christian. Here's Ryan Shagan, tries to go to the interior for Sonya Reeves. It's knocked away. Now back up the floor here for the Knights as they trail 30-10. South Courtright is on top. Trying to get to the bucket here was Weindorf. Lost it out of bounds. And it'll go back to South Courtright with 4:42 to go in the second quarter. Nice crowd here for South Courtright today at the arena. The Rams always get good support for a small school. Left side of the floor now for Burns. They go to Jordan Finch. Now back to Burns. Reversing far side for Ryan Shagan. Ryan Shagan, top of the key, finds Burns. She wants to step into a three. She does. It's too strong. Rebound for Smithtown Christian and Heidi Schneider. And an outlet pass to the far side for Loa Kono. Loa Kono will bring it up the floor. Crosses the arena logo there. No, she traveled as the defense from Burns was right in her face with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. So South Courtright off to a good start here tonight in this opening half in this New York State Girls Class D quarterfinal. Here is Reeves, top of the key, bounce pass to the far side for Burns, into the corner for Ryan Shagan, pull-up jumper, left it a little short, gets her own rebound in the land of the trees, pulls it back out. Now goes to Finch, who's wide open in the paint. Her shot won't go. Rebound for Reeves on the floor, wrestling and scrambling for it there. And the jump ball is going to go back to Smithtown Christian on the arrow. Sonya Reeves, great hustle there, just rolling around on the floor, wrestling and scrambling for it. Arrow this time gives it to the Knights. Smithtown Christian will go to the bench. Panaccio will come back in. And Schneider will go to the bench. So this is Caroline Panaccio into the ball game. Interior pass, or entry pass, I should say, is taken away by Ryan Shagan, who finds Brunson, who lays it up and in. Brunson now with 12, and the press continues to create turnovers here for SK. Smithtown Christian will get it to midcourt. They find Dorothy Pierre, and her runaway jumper is no good. She stopped from about 5 feet out, couldn't get it to go. SK now at midcourt will pick it up. They find Ryan Shagan, and now to Jordan Finch. Finch to Brunson, baseline jumper for Brunson. Comes up a little bit too short, not enough spice on that one. Rebound for the Knights. They lost it. Burns will pick it up at midcourt. Rams have it again with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. SK leading 32-10 here at the arena in Binghamton. Here is Burns at the top of the key, feeding Ryan Shagan. Now to Brunson. Pump fakes in the paint. Pull-up jumper is wide to the right. Rebound will be a foul on Burns here underneath on SK. And SK is going to go to the bench once again. Pardee checks back in. Schmid comes back in. Been impressed with Pardee and her shooting so far tonight. She's got 5 points. And that triple she shot looked really good. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Another steal by Brunson. The press has been relentless here for SK. Now to Schmid on the far side. Schmid will go to Reinshagen. Now to Finch at the high post. Finch back out. Pardee in the corner. Got it. Carly Pardee with eight. And I can see why there's Torrey Rockefeller comparisons there with a shot like that. 2:40 to go in the second quarter, and the Rams lead 35-10. Now they go to Reeves on the left side. Reeves trying to steal it, and Pierre will take it to the rim. Reeves had it for a split second. That's why I said that, and then Pierre took it back, went in for a left-handed layup, and was fouled. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. It's SK 35, Smithtown Christian 10. First shot from the line is too strong for Dorothy Pierre. Second shot coming. So Pierre will settle in. Smithtown Christian tries to find some rhythm. Second shot also won't go down. Finch with another rebound. And an outlet pass to Schmid. Schmid across to Reinshagen. Now back to Finch. At the right low block for Pardee in the corner. Another three. Got it. Carly Pardee. Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel. She's got 11. And it's 38-10. Pardee with another good look. Smithtown Christian will get across midcourt. Now go to Pierre on the right side. Pierre in the paint. Pull-up jumper is well short. On the baseline, scooped up here by Reinshagen. Shuffles one over to the left side for Brunson. And now to Pardee. Pardee with a bounce pass to Reinshagen. Pull-up jumper, baseline, good for Reinshagen. Her first points of the evening, and it's 40-10 with a minute 45 to go here in the second quarter. Looked like there was a timeout, but instead, there's a little confusion here by the officials, and some more subs coming in. Wright will come back in for South Courtright, and Schneider will come back in for Smithtown Christian. Minute 45 to go in the second quarter. South Courtright girls leading Smithtown Christian 40-10. In the backcourt, now Weindorf will get across midcourt and find Pierre, but she'll travel, and South Courtright will get it back. Rams will go to the bench again, and Michaela Volkovich will come in here for the Rams. Coach Burrell's not afraid to use his bench, that's for sure, and he's got a deep one. Now, this is the SK team that in the sectional final defeated Franklin 44-13, so we know that defensively they can be a very strong team. Held several teams in the 20s this year. Pardee will find Schmid at the top of the key. Schmid with a dribble drive as we come up on a minute 20 to go in the first half. Brunson down low, off the glass. The kiss is good for Azalyn Brunson, and she's got 14. And SK leads 42-10 with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Left side for Loacono. Loacono will pull it back out. Loacono gets off a screen here for the Knights. Takes it into the paint, little up and under for Loacono, no good, but somehow comes out of the land of the skyscrapers with her own rebound, fires up another one, and it won't go, then steals back the ball from SK. Loacono, third time off the glass, it's good for Loacono. And she's got 6 points. And the Rams lead 42-12 with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. They'll get it to the high post, right with a pull-up jumper. Too much spice on that one, and Pierre with the rebound for Smithtown Christian. And the Knights will get across midcourt. 25 seconds to go in the half. Sending it to the right side here for Smithtown Christian. Coming off the screen is Loacono, and she had it intercepted. 10 seconds left, but then Smithtown Christian takes it right back. Pardee tried a long pass ahead. Smithtown Christian took it and then immediately traveled to give it right back to the Rams. So even when Smithtown Christian makes a nice play, they've turned the ball right back over oftentimes. 8 seconds to go, second quarter. Rams lead 42-12. Ahead now for Brunson. A three with time winding down is a little short. Pardee saves it. But they'll say now her foot was on the line with 1 second left. And so Smithtown Christian will be doing the inbounding duties with South Courtright leading 42-12. They pass the ball to half court, and they can't get a shot off. South Courtright in complete control over Smithtown Christian, 42-12 at the break. Scoring summary for SK, 14 for Brunson, 10 for Finch, 11 for Carly Pardee, 5 for Sonia Reeves, 2 for Anna Reinshagen. On the other side, it is Abigail Loacono with 6 points, to lead Smithtown Christian, 3 for Dorothy Pierre, and 2 for Jane McCabe, and 1 for Alexa Weindorf. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card right at the pump, you'll save instantly. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take a break. We'll come back and hear from head coach of the Lady Rams, Josh Burrows, here on WCDO. We'll be back.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. The accident is bad enough, so we do our best to give you a positive experience after the accident. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. It's the New York State quarterfinal round for girls Class D. Section 4 champion South Courtright takes on Section 11 champion Smithtown Christian. We're joined now by the head coach of the Rams, Josh Burrows. Coach, as always, thanks for your time.
Absolutely, Nate. Thank you.
Before we talk about the quarterfinal round, can you talk about your sectional run in Section 4 Class D and a championship win over Franklin, but your team continues to just play really solid basketball, and it seems like your pressure defense is the key.
Yeah, I would say since the start of the Delaware League mini-tournament, the girls have really turned it up defensively. That first round and the DL championship against Stanford, we were playing some outstanding defense. The rotations have been a little bit quicker, and the rebounding has been a little bit more solid. And that definitely has carried over into sectional play. The second round with Cherry Valley, the third round with Downsville, you know, holding them into the 20s, and then certainly the Franklin game where we were able to limit Campbell to 4 points and them as a whole at 13. Just like I said, the quickness and the help defense, everybody around seems to be doing their jobs.
You've had a lot of great teams over the years that have won league championships, sectional championships, done it in a variety of different ways, but I don't remember a team getting after it so much like this on defense. Is that something, you know, the beginning of the year you knew, hey, this group is good at this, or has it kind of evolved as the season's gone on?
A little bit of both. Each year we stress defense as our number one priority, and it's a good group of girls that have played several years, so they know what I expect of them defensively, and you know, every day they work hard at it. They put in the time. Anna's outstanding up front with her speed, but you know, the young girls coming in, Sonia has filled in for Bella real big in that second row of our press, and AZ early on maybe really wasn't in the greatest shape, but she's stepped up, and you know, her rotations are a little bit quicker now, and Jordan for her size, she's pretty speedy for her height. So just overall, a good group. They know what's expected of them, and they love to play.
And when you've had different injuries this year, it seems like it's kind of been a next man up philosophy. And can you tell us about some of the girls that, since the beginning of the year, have kind of stepped into some bigger roles?
Well, certainly, as I mentioned before, Sonia stepping into Bella's shoes. You know, we weren't looking to replace Bell. We just wanted to get everybody to contribute a little bit more, and Sonia has definitely taken that on her plate. She doesn't always score the ball, but what she does defensively, rebounding, and just her toughness out there has been very, very key for our run. And then Lauren Schmidt, as of late, has really impressed me defensively. Her footwork is there, her active hands are there, and she's really starting to understand what we want from her out there defensively, as well as the rotations.
Now you'll take on Section 11 champion Smithtown Christian at the arena on Sunday at 6 o'clock. Can you give us a sneak peek of what we might see from them, or are you guys kind of focusing just on what you do best right now?
You know, at this time of the year, you're a little unfamiliar with your opponent. We don't really know much about them. They're a new program. They're from Long Island. We were able to see them down at the Livingston Manor game, but we're more concerned in what we do. We want to stay consistent. We want to continue to do what we've been doing on the defensive end and on the offensive end. I think we're playing some better ball as well.
Our last question here with South Courtright head coach Josh Burrows. Coach, you know, South Courtright has such a great tradition and history, and a lot of these girls, whether it be basketball or soccer, have had great success and gone late into the season. Do you think some of those runs into the states in both sports have helped them get prepared for a long season like this and what it takes when you get to this level?
Absolutely. You know, they're used to it. They know the grind of it. So the returning players, again, kind of steer us in the direction we need to go. And the younger players jump on board and follow. A lot of it has to do with them being little girls, watching the older girls and wanting to replicate what that previous team did the year before. And our elementary program, you know, every Saturday we have the varsity girls there helping our little girls. So they look up to them, and then eventually they want to be them.
Well, thanks so much, Coach. South Courtright head coach Josh Burrows. Good luck in the quarterfinals against Smithtown Christian. We'll see you there.
All right. We appreciate it, Nate. Thank you.
This is Nate Lowell. Stay tuned. We'll have South Courtright and Smithtown Christian here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Great hearing from SK girls head coach Josh Burrows, as he's one of the most successful coaches in the area for girls Class D basketball in Section 4. Just year after year, he has a perennial power, and it all starts, as we heard him say, in their youth program. The varsity athletes, every Saturday when they're free and they don't have a game, they're in the gym Saturday mornings helping the little kids, and then those kids want to become the kids on the varsity team and keep that tradition going. And I think one of the big moments for me is I went over to a pep rally, I believe it was a couple of years ago, for SK when the boys were going to the state Final Four. I'm standing in their cafeteria area, auditorium/area, and I'm standing with Coach Bob Vann, And the little kids from the elementary school came in. They were yelling and screaming and going crazy. And he looked at me dead in the eyes, and he said, "This is how it starts." And I thought, whoa, whoa, the legend Bob Vann just gave me the secret of SK. And there it was. So, and it was true. Those kids looked like if you had asked them to run through a brick wall to be at SK Ram, they would do it. And it's great to see that they have that level of energy for their program. So we're back underway in the second half. SK with the basketball now going right to left. They will have a traveling violation here by Sonia Reeves. 7:50 to go in the third quarter. SK leading 42-12, and Smithtown Christian will have the ball and look to bring it up. Thanks for joining me tonight on WCDO. This is our third game of the day. We had the Cooperstown girls against Watkins Glen earlier. Watkins Glen won that game 60-49. And then right before this, we had a 61-46 victory for the Cooperstown boys over UV. That was a great game. Score doesn't really indicate how close it really was at times. And now we have this SK girls game against Smithtown Christian, who is from Long Island. Smithtown Christian in the royal blue uniforms with the white trim. They try to go to the interior now for Dorothy Pierce. Or Pierre, excuse me. Her shot is off the mark, just as the shot clock was running down. SK back the other way with Brunson. Pump fakes, gets into the lane. Brunson back out. Ryan Shagan pull up, 10-footer, splash for Anna Ryan Shagan. And she's got 4 points. SK leads 44-12 early in the third quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. We're glad to have you along tonight for the ride. Jordan Finch with the block. Pierre with the rebound for Smithtown Christian. Works it back out. They try a three. It's up and good for Alexa Weindorf. I said it in the first half, this Knights team, they might be down, but they are certainly still giving it their all. SK back up the floor with a 44-15 lead. Left side for Burns. Now they go to Sonia Reeves, back for Burns, reversing it for Ryan Shagan to the left low block for Brunson. Left-handed layup won't fall. Rolled around the rim but wouldn't flush down, and she'll head to the line. Azel and Brunson will shoot two. Just a junior. It seems like AZ has been around for a long time if you follow this SK program, but only a junior. And the first shot is up and good for Brunson. She has 15. Brunson settling in. Second shot is good. There for Brunson. She has 16. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. SK leading at 46-15. Over Smithtown Christian. Winner of this contest will get Section 10 champion Edwards Knox, who from all indications is a very good team. I got to see him play last year. They weren't losing a lot from that team. They've advanced back to the Final Four again. Ran into Franklinville in the semifinals last year, who Franklinville went on to play Delhi. And, of course, we all know how that turned out if you're a Section 4 fan. Here's Finch, takes it to the rim. She's fouled and will go to the line with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. SK leading 46-15. Franklinville has Danny Haskell, who I believe is a junior now, and is just lights out from beyond the arc. And it took everything that Delhi had with Logan Bruce to win that ball game. It went to overtime, a buzzer beater three from Logan Bruce. It was great. And Delhi went on to win the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship last year. But Edwards Knox was there, and we knew they'd have a good chance to get back this year. They did, and they'll play the winner of this game. Jordan Finch to the line. She's got 11, and it's 47-15 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Smithtown Christian in the backcourt. Now they'll look to bring it up. And a traveling violation will give it back to the Rams as Smithtown didn't get it to midcourt. Some special sponsors tonight include Certified Auto, Outlet of Oneonta, Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart, Lang Construction of South Courtright, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, as well as O'Connor Hospital in Delhi, and the South Courtright School Community Organization. 5:50 to go, third quarter, Rams leading 47-15. Brunson at the left low block as SK goes right to left on your radio dial. Ball knocked out of bounds as Brunson tried to go back to Burns on the left wing. Last touched here by the Knights. 5:40 to go in this third quarter. SK crowd is decent size here tonight, but they've had plenty to cheer about, but it hasn't been a close game, so you haven't heard a lot of those big roaring cheers from a lot of the crowd, as we have in some of the earlier games today when it's been back and forth, big shots and big fouls, things of that nature. Smithtown Christian with the ball. They'll go back to Loacono at the top of the key. She's closely guarded here by Anna Reinshagen. She's done a heck of a job on her. Lonacono gets through, tries a left-handed layup, it's off the mark. Rebound for Brunson, a head down for a leaking out Ryan Shagan, takes it coast to coast and puts it up and in. Ryan Shagan with six, and it's 49-15 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. SK has backed the press off a little bit, but they're still there, trapping every chance they get. Lonacono with a push-off here. The foul on her, and it's going to go back to the Rams. Wright will come in, as well as Carly Pardee and Lauren Schmid. Brunson, Burns, as well as Reeves will all go to the bench here for SK. And there is Bella DuBois over on the SK sideline, keeping stats here for SK. She's been such a great cheerleader for this Rams team after we said earlier, injured her knee earlier in the year. Ball out of bounds as SK tried to go to the interior, off the hands of Wright, and back to Smithtown Christian. But just credit to Bella. Great attitude when she got hurt, has been at all their practices, all their games, high-fiving, doing anything she can to help this team out, despite not being able to play for the rest of the season. 4:40 to go in the third quarter, SK 49, Smithtown Christian 15. Baseline jumper here for Dorothy Pierre is off the mark. It's her own rebound off the glass and up and in for Dorothy Pierre. She's got 5 points. We come up on 4:15 to go, third quarter. Rams 49 and the Smithtown Christian Knights 17. SK is in control, trying to get back to the Final Four again. They would play next Friday morning at 10 a.m. Here is Ryan Shagan, pulls up for a jumper off the back of the rim. It's too strong. Rebound for the Knights. Lonacono streaks down the floor, stops, pops for a three, got it. Lonacono from downtown, and she's got 9 points, and she's the leading scorer now for the Lady Knights, as the Rams lead 49-20 with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds, good defense there by Caroline Panaccio for Smithtown Christian. SK on the inbound pass on the baseline. Again, they go right to left. They go to the high post now for Cassidy Wright. Right into the corner for Carly Pardee. Another one. I don't think Pardee has missed from downtown today. She's got 14, including 4 3-pointers. Again, I said it once, I'll say it again. I can see why there are comparisons with that sweet-looking shot from downtown to longtime SK great Tori Rockefeller, who's now playing at SUNY Morrisville. Missed shot here from Smithtown Christian, and a rebound for Cassidy Wright. Ahead for Pardee. Pardee to Ryan Shagan. Back to Pardee to Finch. Gets one over to Wright, who is able to finish it off. Cassidy Wright with her first bucket. And SK leads 54-20. Six players now on the score sheet for South Courtright, as they lead 54-20. 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Smithtown Christian, another three on the far side for Lonacono. Rebound for Pardee. Pardee to the right side for Ryan Shagan. Ryan Shagan over the midcourt timeline will go to Finch at the low post. Back to Wright on the backdoor. Cut again. Finishes it off. Wright with back-to-back baskets. And the junior off the bench with some good passing and a good finish, making it 56-20 with 2.5 to go in the third. Left side of the floor now for Smithtown Christian. Lonacono is doing everything she can for the Knights, but it's just been swarming defense by Ryan Shagan and Schmidt and all the other guards, including Reeves and Pardee. Shot here for Smithtown Christian. Panaccio came down with the rebound and was fouled. Team foul situation, 3 for Smithtown Christian and 2 for South Courtright. Smithtown Christian with Caroline Panaccio will work one in here to Alexa Weindorf. Pull-up jumper is good. So Weindorf now with 6 points. Tough angle on that shot from the left wing side. She got it to go. It's 56-22. 2 minutes to go in the third. Here's Finch on the baseline. Left side for Ryan Shagan. Now back for Schmid to Finch. Low block. Left it a little short. Rebound for Wright. Wright at the left low block. Her shot was partially altered there by Dorothy Pierre. And Smithtown Christian will come away with it. With 1:45 to go in the third quarter. SK has been in control since the opening tip. To the right side for Weindorf, and she traveled, giving it back to the Rams. SK goes to the bench with Aislinn Brunson, and Grace Schneider will check into the game with 1:40 to go in the third quarter. So as of right now, the two local teams left, the Cooperstown boys, have moved on to the state Final Four, and SK is in control right now. If they can hang on and win this game, they lead 56-22, they'd make it to the state Final Four. Ball knocked out of bounds off a shot from Brunson. Last touch by the Rams. SC will get it back. So again, 90 seconds to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks to our special sponsors today, including Lasting Impression, Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Circle of Life, Ambulette, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, as well as NBT Bank. A rebound off a Smithtown Christian shot goes to Carly Pardee. Back down the floor for Ryan Shagan to Pardee. She wants that three. There it is. Launches. This one is just a little too strong. Follows her own shot and gets a rebound. Back to Schmid. Almost had too long to think about that one. Ryan Shagan left side. So we hit 60 seconds to go in the corner, and this will be a three-second violation on SK, I believe, on Schneider underneath. Rams in control, 56-22, with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Smithtown Christian will bring it back up the floor with Abigail Loacono. Loacono to Weindorf, left side, into the paint. Back over far side for Jane McCabe. Her shot is off the mark and no good. Rebound for Azalyn Brunson. Brunson will work it back up the floor across the midcourt timeline. Now to Ryan Shagan. Ryan Shagan at the top of the key will now go to Schmidt. Interior pass and a good look for Brunson. No, won't go down. Rebound for Smithtown Christian and Jane McCabe. 25 seconds to go in the third. And across the half-court timeline here for Loacono. Loacono comes off a screen. Ryan Shagan fights through it. Loacono tosses one up. Got it to go. Tough angle shot for Loacono with 5 seconds left. Here's Ryan Shagan. Over the midcourt timeline, finds Schmidt at the buzzer. No. Just a little short. Three quarters in the books. SK leads 56-24. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll be back on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sportsfield Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sportsfield Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO. Nate Lull with you as the South Courtright girls lead Smithtown Christian 56-24 in the New York State Girls Class D quarterfinals. Winner will move on to the state Final Four. That game will be next Friday at Hudson Valley Community College. Up in Troy, New York, Friday, March 15th at 10 a.m. will be the semifinal. And the winner of this game will take on Edwards Knox, champion of Section 10. 7:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Smithtown Christian with the ball. They try to go to the interior now for Dorothy Pierre, and she's fouled and will go to the line. Dorothy Pierre with 7 points. Nice move on the right low block. Just took a little spin. Got around on Grace Schneider. Schneider is whistled for the foul, and Dorothy Pierre will step in looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play and can't get it to go. Rebound here for Schneider for South Courtright, and back up the floor for Carly Pardee. Pardee will go to the far side for Schmid. Back to Pardee at the point. Bounce pass far side, Ryan Shagan. SK can smell it now, trying to get back to the Final Four. They didn't go last year, as we have a jump ball. Delhi, of course, won states last year. They were there 2 years ago. Lost in the semifinal round to Panama, I believe. and that would have been Bree Lang's and Lexi Du Bois' senior year. So a bunch of this team was there with them. Straight away, three for Ryan Shagan is good. SK was working the ball around there, found Ryan Shagan at the top of the key, and she put it in. It's 59-26, 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Ball knocked away, loose on the far side, and a foul on South Courtright. And again, this defense just all over Smithtown Christian. SK is going to put in five new players. They'll come in with Burns, Reeves, Finch, as well as Emily Feltman, and Volkovich will check back in as well here for the Rams. So Coach Burrow's making sure everybody gets in this ball game. Loacono from way downtown, left side for three. She got it. Loacono's got 14. And it's 59-29 with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. SK with the basketball on the right side. So they go right to left. They'll pump it to the interior. Turnaround shot here for Reeves is up and good. She muscles it in. She's got 7 points. And the Rams lead 61-29 with 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor now for Smithtown Christian. Loacono with a team-high 14 points. We'll go to the high post for Dorothy Pierre. Pierre at the right low block, desperately turns around, fires up a shot. It's an air ball. And a rebound here for Sonya Reeves. She goes tumbling down to the gym floor pretty hard. We'll have a foul on Smithtown Christian with 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. And so South Courtright will inbound the ball with Volkovich in front of the Smithtown bench. On the far side again with 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. You'll make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. As the Rams will get it in, Burns is in the backcourt. Burns to the top of the key now, setting up the offense here for the Rams. Burns will have it top of the key. Reversing to the far side for Volkovich. Now back to Burns. Burns far side for Feltman, and she lost control of it, taken away here by Loacono. Loacono trying to go coast to coast, tosses it up. Her shot is short. She's fouled and will go to the line. With 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter, it's SK 61, Smithtown Christian 29. Let's step away for 30 seconds on WCDO. We'll be back.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. South Courtright leads 61-34. Loacono made those two foul shots. They stole the inbounds pass, and then she buried a three. So it's 61-34. A little five-point swing there for Smithtown Christian. Now a steal by Pierce in the backcourt for Smithtown Christian. They'll bring it back over the half-court timeline. Abigail Loacono with 19 points. Smithtown Christian still in a big-time hole. They'll throw up a shot here, and it's off the mark and no good, as the Rams lead 61-34 with 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Now they'll go to the left side for Volkovich. Volkovich has it in the corner now for South Courtright as they go right to left. They reverse to the far side for Feltman. Feltman to Finch at the high post. Finch with a pull-up jumper, left it a little short. Reeves with the rebound, cleans up the loose ball. Can't get her second shot to go, and Smithtown Christian will come away with it. And Loacono will walk it up the floor again here for Smithtown Christian. They'll go to the left side. Loacono for three. It's off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound here for Sonya Reeves, who's been very good off the bench here in the second half. Is a starter here for the Rams, but didn't start the second half, but then has come in and done a good job. 4 minutes to go. SK leads 61-34. Here is Feltman on the left side. Feltman goes to the high post for Reeves. Back to Feltman, pump fakes, gets around her player, her defender, I should say, pulls up and hits it. Emily Feltman, and everybody on the bench getting a nice round of applause for Emily Feltman. And SK leads 63-34 with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor, Smithtown Christian pulling up for a three on the near side with a Weindorf there that won't go down. A rebound off that miss for Reeves. Reeves has been doing a little bit of everything here. Picked up here by the Rams. They'll go to the interior for Finch. Finch to the low post. Good step through move. Couldn't finish. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. No good. Reeves with another opportunity. Her shot won't go down. It's like there's a lid on the rim at the moment for SK. Smithtown Christian will come away. SK leads 63-34 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you listening along today on WCDO. It's our third game of the day for all our local teams, trying to give them all the coverage that we can. Off a miss from Smithtown Christian, SK with a rebound, and Burns will come across the midcourt timeline with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. To the right side, a little dribble drive here for Feltman, and she was fouled with 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter. SK 63 and Smithtown Christian 34. Both teams continue to rotate some players through off the bench. And for Smithtown Christian, in a program who has only been around for a couple of years, this is a great experience to get this late in the season and then have a chance to play on this level. Here's Loacono with a steal, takes it the length of the floor. It won't go down. Brunson hustles all the way back and picks it up. Knocked out of her hands at the last minute, but last touch by Smithtown Christian, so the Rams will hold on. So Brunson will do the inbounding duties and finds Emily Burns. Burns will walk it across the arena logo at midcourt and then travel. Looked like she went to pass there, and then the pass was taken away, and she shuffled her feet at the last second. And so with 2:23 to go in the fourth quarter, it's SK 63 and Smithtown Christian 34. Right side of the floor here for Smithtown Christian. They get to the top of the key. Now they go to Pierre on the interior. Back out for Weindorf. Weindorf for Pierre. Good little give and go on the feed. Pierre can't finish. Reeves with another rebound. Reeves slows it down. Gets across the midcourt timeline with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. SK looking to get to the New York State Class D Final Four. SK will go to Burns. Now to the far side for Feltman. Dribble drive for Feltman. Back to Burns. Again, South Courtright, in their storied tradition, won state championship back in the mid-2000s. They go back to Burns, deep in the shot clock, I should say. Her three ball is off the mark. Rebound for Smithtown Christian with 90 seconds left. Here is Loacono, wants to take it to the rim, lost control of it, somehow gets it back outside to Panaccio, and her shot won't go down. SK did get to the final a couple of years ago. I want to say it was 2014, maybe 2015, with Tori Rockefeller and Lexi Du Bois, Bree Lang, Sam Acuna, and that crew. As we'll have a timeout taken, I believe, here with 1:10 to go in the fourth quarter. They lost to Hubleton that year in the final, I believe 61-54. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WCDO.
McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich proudly support local sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the best of luck in states. Be sure to stop in for our new cheesy bacon fries and delicious donut sticks for breakfast, both available for a limited time. Enjoy a great meal with the family 7 days a week at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney, and South Broad Street in Norwich. Wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The SK girls leading 63-34 here over Smithtown Christian, and the Rams are going to make it back to the state Final Four and take on Edwards Knox in the semifinals. Jump ball here. We'll give the ball back to Smithtown Christian. SK with all substitutes in the ball game now except for Brunson. She is the lone starter still in the contest. And Coach Burrows has been rotating everybody in and out here. 30 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, Rams lead 63-34. Left side of the floor for Smithtown Christian. A pull-up jumper is off the mark. Lacona with a rebound, and she's fouled as she tried to put it back up. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. First shot for Loa Kono is good. She's got 20 points. Leading scorer on the season for Smithtown Christian, and she's done a nice job here tonight. Second shot, Loa Kono rattles in and out. Cassidy Wright with a rebound. It's only a matter of seconds now as there's 15 left. SK leading 63-35. Mazzy Williams at the top of the key. We'll feed one to the interior for Brunson. Back to the far side. Pull-up jumper for Schaefer. And at the buzzer, let's see who got that one. So Brunson is credited with that. And it's 65-35. South Courtright defeats Smithtown Christian. They're moving on to the state Final Four next Friday. Post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here tonight to the arena in Binghamton, Floyd L. Maine's Veterans Memorial Arena, as the South Courtright girls defeat Smithtown Christian 65-35. And again, SK will move on to the state semifinals next Friday, March 15th, 10 a.m. at Hudson Valley Community College. Don't yell at me, folks. I didn't set the time. Edwards Knox, the champion of Section 10, is who they will play. The other two teams in the Final Four, Section 2's Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons and Section 6's Franklinville. Again, 65-35, our final, our scoring summary tonight. 20 points for Smithtown Christian's Abigail Loa Kono. So she had 20. Dorothy Pierre had 7. 6 points for Alexa Weindorf and 2 for Jane McCabe. On the other side for SK, good balance scoring as usual. Aislinn Brunson with 18. Followed by Carly Party with 14, Jordan Finch with 11, Anna Reinshagen with 9, Sonia Reeves with 7, Cassidy Wright with 4, and Emily Feltman with 2. Let's give out our three awards now. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank. Putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, no question. Aislinn Brunson, 18 points tonight for SK. She will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And again, when we play a team from out of the area, we do give all three awards to our local team. So we'll give all three awards to SK players here tonight. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Jordan Finch tonight gets that from Courtright. 11 points, but I just thought she was great on the glass, great on the boards, played good defense down low, holding Smithtown Christian center Jane McCabe to just 2 points. So a good job by Jordan Finch. And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'll give it to Carly Pardee. The sophomore with 14 points for SK came in, made an immediate impact early in the game, hit a couple of big threes, and just had the hot hand. So Carly Pardee will get our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award here tonight. Well, that's it, folks. We had three games today. The Cooperstown girls falling to Watkins Glen, the Cooperstown boys defeating Unadilla Valley, and then the SK girls taking down Smithtown Christian. So our two local teams left that have made it to the Final Four, the Cooperstown boys will play next Saturday, 10:45 a.m., right here at the arena. They'll take on Greenport from Section 11, and then the SK girls will play next Friday up in Troy at Hudson Valley Community College against Edwards Knox. And they are the champions of Section 10. So for all your updates, everything you need this week, please let me know. And if you have any questions on ticket prices or where things are going to be, all things like that, I can certainly get those answers for you. Just find me on Twitter, at Nate Lull, N-A-T-E-L-U-L-L, or on WCDOsports.com, and we'll get all the information that you need. As again, SK wins here, 65-35. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, back in our WCDO studios, as well as Rob Ray and Craig Stevens chipping in on this broadcast today. Matt Hazard was my color guy for the first two games tonight, and to everyone else who gave us a helping hand, we really appreciate it. SK Girls defeat Smithtown Christian 65-35. We'll let you know what we're going to broadcast next weekend, so stay tuned to WCDOsports.com for that. Have a great night. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.
More music, more variety. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned. Leave your fears behind. And try to take the path less traveled by. Life's a step.